28-20, Penn State holds on to knock off Auburn tonight in a battle of unbeatens here in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. A hard-hitting game defensively and offensively. A lot of big plays by both teams.
These are the electrifying plays of the game. Brought to you by the finest electricians in the world. The Brothers and Sisters of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 613.
Auburn won the toss, elected to defer to the second half. It appeared like that might backfire as Penn State ripped off two quick first downs, got it out near midfield, across midfield, before the Auburn defense came up with the first couple of big plays in this game.
Third down, 1-for-1 on this drive for Penn State. Third and 5 for the Nittany Lions. From the Auburn 48, left hash mark. Trips to the wide side of the field to the right. Clifford from the shotgun. Kane flanks him to the left. There's the snap. It's high. He gets it. Throws. It is complete to Washington. And he's shy of the first down. He gets to the 44-yard line. He needed the 43 for a first down.
Yeah, a little sit-down route. Penn State's going to go for it. Go with a quick no-huddle, trying to go get Auburn sleeping.
Under center, Clifford with the carry. Did he get there? Second? Oh, I think he's
no,
short.
No, he did not.
I don't think he made it.
Clifford tried to catch Auburn getting back slow, and that's going to be first down Auburn. They're going to measure. That's Auburn ball.
Auburn will take over on downs.
Tigers got the ball at their 44. First play from scrimmage for Auburn. Tank Bixby goes 18 yards. Then a pass interference penalty gave Auburn pretty good field position, but they couldn't completely capitalize. And the best kicker in the country came on to get the Tigers on the scoreboard.
45 just inside the right hash. Jacob Quattabaum will snap it. Jackson McFadden will hold it. Snap down. The kick is on the way. It's a low line drive kick, and it is good. And so Auburn strikes first, a 45-yard field goal from Anders Carlson. 9:37 to go in the first quarter. Auburn 3, Penn State nothing.
28 yards on 6 plays with Auburn taking a 3-0 lead. The Tigers got a 3-and-out on the Nittany Lions on their next possession, and Auburn got good field position. A quick first down as Bo Nix hit Demetrius Robertson with a 17-yard first down pass, but the Tigers stalled out, had to punt it back away, and could not add to the lead. At that point, Penn State and Sean Clifford came to life. A 39-yard pass to Theo Jackson, the longest play Auburn had given up all year, set him up at the 3-yard line, and the senior quarterback Clifford was ready to capitalize.
Came the tailback from the right hash mark. Clifford in the shotgun sends Washington in motion, far side of the field. Clifford drops, looks to the end zone with time. He's going to run it. He throws to the back of the end zone. Dotson's got it. Touchdown, Penn State.
Clifford went 28 for 32, 280 yards, and that was one of his two touchdown passes. Auburn right back with an answer, though, from the 25-yard line after the kickoff. Nix hit Schenker for a first down to open the drive. Then on a 3rd and 12, Nix with a 36-yard pass right down the seam to Kobe Hudson. That set Auburn up in the red zone, and 3 plays later, they rolled in behind the tank.
3rd down for Auburn, 3rd and 1. Bixby up the middle, 1st down, end zone, touchdown Auburn! Tank Bixby with the touchdown carry.
That is how you answer right there. Good hard running the last 2 plays by Tank Bixby. All set up by a 36-yard 3rd down conversion by Bo Nix to Kobe Hudson on a beautiful play.
75 yards, 11 plays, Auburn leading 10-7 at that point. Again, the defense gets the punt, but again, Auburn, after a couple of first downs, could not capitalize. They punted the ball dead at the 9-yard line, though. A great night punting for both these teams. And from the 9, Sean Clifford led Penn State down the field. A 91-yard, 14-play drive to give the Nittany Lions a 14-10 lead, just a minute 23 before halftime. Auburn came out trying to answer with at least a field goal. It almost backfired on him. 2 incompletions, and the Tigers had to punt the ball away with almost a minute to go in the half. Penn State had it from their 21-yard line. Clifford with a 20-yard scramble set him up in good position, but then Roger McCreary to the rescue.
Clifford, plenty of time. Now Auburn brings the blitz. He throws under duress downfield, and it's picked off by Roger McCreary at the 2-yard line. Auburn brought a delayed blitz. Clifford paid the price, and Roger McCreary is the one with the pick. It was McLean that came on the blitz.
So 14-10 was your halftime score. Auburn had deferred after winning the toss. They got the ball to open the second half, and the second half opened with a Penn State penalty. So Auburn starting from the 30-yard line, but on the first play, the Tigers tried a little razzle-dazzle, and it backfired as Kobe Hudson dropped the ball, and Penn State recovered at the Auburn 20-yard line. From that point, it didn't take long as Tyler Warren rushed it in from 2 yards out to cap a four-play 20-yard drive. And Penn State led by 11, 21-10. Precarious circumstance on the road for the Auburn Tigers. But that leads us back to our Toyota drive of the game. Visit your local Toyota dealers or Toyota.com today. No matter your destination, Toyota goes with you. Toyota, let's go places. Auburn, starting from their 25-yard line, Bo Nix leads them down the field. Also mixing in healthy doses of Tank Bigsby. Auburn had the ball at the 6-yard line, and Tank converted.
Gets first and goal from the 6, from the hash. Nix under center. Shanker and Bigsby in the pro eye. Pitch, Shanker, Tank, wide or near side of the field, dives to the end zone. He's in! Touchdown, Tank Bigsby, 6 yards out. Touchdown, Auburn!
What an answer right there. Smash mouth football at its finest.
That took up most of the third quarter, 75 yards on 15 plays, pulled Auburn back within 4. Penn State made a couple of first downs, got it out again past midfield on a 4th-and-1. They lined up in punt formation, but the Auburn defense would have none of it. They faked it, and Auburn stuffed them, so the Tigers get the ball back at the Penn State 43-yard line. And again, Auburn able to move the ball. Nix an 11-yard run on 3rd-and-10 to keep a drive alive, and eventually Anders Carlson comes on to cap.
This will be a 43-and-a-half-yard field goal from the right hash. Jacob Quattabom will snap. Jackson McFadden will hold it just inside the right hash mark as we start the fourth quarter. 44-yard field goal attempt by Carlson is on the way, and it silences the Penn State whiteout crowd. 44 yards, it's good. And with 14:55 to go in the fourth, it's a one-point game.
It was 21-20, a 31-yard drive on 9 plays, and that field goal capped it on the first play of the fourth. But again, Penn State up to it. After the touchback, they go down the field led by Sean Clifford. Clifford with a pass to Strange, it covered 40 yards. That was the big play, and it wound up being a very costly possession. That got him inside the Auburn red zone. A couple of plays later, Zacoby McClain disqualified for targeting and gave them a first down when Auburn had stopped him inside the 5, and they were facing a 3rd-and-4. Instead, they got it at the 2, and they were able to, in 3 more plays, to run it in. Noah Cain got a 3-yard run to make it 28-10. Auburn wasn't done. The Tigers came back, got the ball late in the game, and drove it from their 25-yard line down the field. The big play came from the big freshman.
5:01 to go in the fourth. 2nd-and-10 from the Penn State 34. Nix to the line of scrimmage. Pitches to punter around the right side, 35. Makes a man miss. He's down the sideline and out of bounds at the 10. He hurdled a man at about the 20. First down, Auburn.
Wow. What a run right there by Jarquez Hunter, hurdling the would-be tackler and going 23 yards down the sideline to the 10.
That set Auburn up 1st and goal, but the Tigers, after a shinker pass, got it down to the 2-yard line. They couldn't get it into the end zone. A fade route with a lot of contact, and the ball sailed over the head of the receiver and the defender, and Penn State took over at the 2 and were able to generally run out the clock. Auburn got it back late, deep in their own territory. They got a couple of first downs. They were throwing it in the end zone at the end of the game, but the Tigers just couldn't summon up a miracle here on the road, and Penn State holds on to win 28-20.